New York City, the birthplace of hip-hop music, is thousands of kilometers away and culturally very different from northeastern Thailand. But for Thai rapper Ratchio, the language of hip-hop is universal. The 18-year-old artist appears in a recent music video recorded in a rice field. Ratchio is sitting on an old truck, rapping about trouble in a love relationship. The video has 57 million views on YouTube. "I rap about things that really happened to me," Ratchio told the Reuters news agency. Based in Thailand's Nakhon Ratchasima province, the rapper says he mostly sings about girls. The rising popularity of hip-hop in Thailand has created stars that have drawn the attention of music industry leaders. Def Jam Recordings is the main hip-hop label of Universal Music Group, or UMG, one of the world's three major music corporations. Def Jam produces and publishes the work of some of the most popular hip-hop artists in the United States, including Rihanna, 2 Chainz, and Kanye West. Last year, it opened offices in Thailand and Singapore. One of the first artists the company employed after expanding there was Thai rapper Da Boy Way. Da Boy Way has 1 million followers on the social media service Instagram and is releasing a new album on Monday. Def Jam has also made agreements with 5 others from Singapore, Malaysia, and Indonesia. Paul Sirisan heads the label's operations in Bangkok. He says Def Jam plans to employ 4 more Thai artists this year. Sirisan noted Thai artists stand out from others in Southeast Asia because the language already includes sounds that rhyme in daily speech. Rhyming, or using words or phrases that end in the same sounds, is a major element of hip-hop. So rapping in Thai sounds natural, he says. The music has spread outside the nation's major cities. Thailand has already tipped in a big way. "It's the paddy fields and hip-hop," Sirisan said. He adds that highly successful rappers can earn millions of dollars in Thailand. In 2018, Thai media company broadcaster Workpoint Entertainment launched a television program called The Rapper. Non-professional performers compete in the show to become the next rap star. The popularity of The Rapper helped connect the public and hip-hop. A group called Rap Against Dictatorship released a song in 2018 that received millions of views on YouTube. The song included the lyric, "Either eat the truth or bullets," and criticized the military rule of the country. That rule ended in 2019. Other new rap in Thailand comes from 19 Tiger and Henry. Their song, Klong Doi, is about life in a poor Bangkok neighborhood of the same name. Maya Piapan, 23, says his hip-hop group, Warp Gang, met over the internet and has members from across the country. The group, which will perform on January 31st, raps about getting into trouble and problems fame can cause among friends. "Labels have reached out to me to help with production and content, but not as an artist," said Maya. Production agreements or record deals are the dream for many artists, but not for Lacio. His recent video, Nok, the Thai word for bird, received 80 million YouTube views, more than Thailand's population of nearly 70 million. He says he raps to express himself, but he is not interested in a record deal with a label. I like being home, in the country. I don't really like to go anywhere, he said. I'm Pete Musto.